It is the Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and that, according to a law established in 1845, makes it Election Day in America. Of course, many Americans have already cast their ballots in early voting, but many more will be lined up at polling places across the country today to decide the results of the midterm elections. They're called that because they happen in the middle of a president's term. But why the first Tuesday after the first Monday? That has to do with farming. In the mid-1800s, most Americans did that, and they didn't live near a voting place. Because of the time it took them to travel, and because of scheduling conflicts at times like market day and during the planting and harvest seasons, Congress picked a Tuesday in November for its convenience, and that's when elections have been held ever since. Flash forward to now, and while society and the way people cast their ballots have changed, they'll be deciding on many of the same positions. Who will serve dozens of U.S. states as governor? Who will represent Americans in the U.S. House of Representatives? Who will fill about a third of the seats up for election in the Senate? And who will get thousands of available state and local political jobs? Campaigning was in full swing right up to the 11th hour.